What better thing to do to actually talk about a profound thing that God has put part of Him inside of you? It is just an outstanding reality that I've been thinking about this truth. You know, the fullness of God. The gospel is about the fullness of God coming and being translated into each of us. And we live in a world. I was chatting to somebody this morning about the issue of sort of mental health and about the challenge that many people find. And maybe you've been this person who thinks I don't fit in, who thinks I'm actually not on the spectrum that will be called normal, and I need to medicate to cope with that, or I need to do this and do that. I just feel like the subject we're talking about tonight, about spiritual gifts, helps to actually give freedom to you to be who you're created and gifted to be. But so as we sort of recap, just to because not everybody was here last time, and yeah, I want to do a couple of welcomes to anybody that wasn't in the room last time we did our first Hive Hub. I think that could be Martin. Welcome, mate, and to Nate, and who else wasn't at our first? Andrew and Elaine, you guys weren't here, were you? So great to have you here. We do record this. Can we record now, Richard? Thank you. And I want to say as well for the glitch that there seemed to have been to actually access the gift test after, or certainly during the last week, I think it went offline. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we did put a gift assessment on our website, and that's apparently stopped working. So if you haven't seen that gift assessment, there is an email paper version that we can send to you. So that said, last time, just by way of review, just so we can get our kind of heads back, because our heads are still partly in Mystery Bay, I've got to be honest with you. So we talked about motivational gifts, and we talked about a way biblically to understand the different types of spiritual gifts that there are. We talked about a list from Romans 12, and there it is. And this is the list, by the way, that the gift assessment tool is based on. And gift of insight, of ministry, teaching, exhortation, giving, leadership, and mercy. And they're called foundational gifts because quite often the kind of springboard for how you're wired to respond and react and to give and just to be who you are in the kingdom comes from one of those seven gifts. It's not a rule, but that's the kind of thought behind calling them foundational. There's ministry gifts which come from 1 Corinthians 12, and we talked about how there are several gift passages. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning gifts, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And the purpose is profiting the body, specifically ministry gifts. And then we talked about ascension gifts. And here they are, the gifts of apostles, prophecy, evangelism, pastors, and teachers, what is sometimes called the fivefold gifts. And these are distinctly about equipping the body as distinct from ministering to the body. So there we go. That's our kind of quick summary. So Evie and I are going to talk you through what are some strengths and some weaknesses of each gift. Now, this is the kind of, I want to say two things on the way into it. Personally, I find every time I kind of go through this type of a list, I find myself feeling confronted a little bit for the things that I know I'm weak at. Am I the only one in the room who knows? I've got. See, here's a funny story. I was chatting to Richard about our camper trailer, and I said, "Richard, it's incredible. We're hiring this thing, and it's going to be delivered to our campsite, and it's brand new, and it's never been used before. And for me, everything that is new and exciting is new and exciting to me." Richard, from his gifting, guess what he basically said to me? "Well, David, that means there's probably going to be some teething problems, and you're going to be the bunny." He didn't say it in quite this language. But can you see how giftings and wiring and who we are we're so different, but we so need each other. And guess what? We had teething problems. He was right. The solar system that I was thinking would just, you know, be so cool. We can, you know, we can have lights and power our fridge and all that. The solar system didn't work, didn't charge properly. And so, you know, that's just Richard was right. That my point is, we're all wired differently and we all need each other. And sometimes the thing that the other person with a different gift says is so contrary to the way that I'm wired to think. And part of my gifting and part of my journey in maturing needs to be to hear the things that I'm weak in. So here's the point. Jesus is actually strong in everything. Isn't that wonderful? To me, this is a profound thought. And we're actually called to not write off our weaknesses and think to us, oh, you know, I'm weak in that, too bad. I feel like the work of the Holy Spirit in us is to help bring us to become more like who Jesus is, such that when you hear this list of things that are, and it's someone's kind of creation of strengths and weaknesses, so I think it's helpful, but it's also helpful for me to realize ways that I can grow. So over to Evie, and you've got the paper version there. Do you want to start off? And we can make this available in some way. I'm not quite sure whether we can email it or, but regardless, when we go through this weaknesses and strengths list, Oh, I've got it. Yeah. I'm sure there's someone who can who's got that gift. Did anybody hear that?
We're working with the motivational. They're the foundational gifts. They're the gifts that you came into the world with. The other two. What's the next one?
That's the next one.
Oh, ministry gifts. Yeah. We can all have those if we desire them. If we ask for them, pray for them, practice them, right? We can all have those. Sometimes we think, oh, well, I can't, but you can. And the next lot are they're the fivefold gifts. But what we're talking about today is the motivational, the foundational gifts. This excites me. Why? Because it changed my life when I first discovered it. Because it helped me understand who I was and how God had made me. It also helped me understand I need you. We need each other. We are a body. That's what it says in the Bible. One's a head and one's an arm and one's a hand. And if we don't have you, well, we might be missing a foot or whatever, right? So we won't be functioning fully. That's why it's so important that you understand what you carry, all right? Okay, so Dale, you start with the first one.
Okay, so I'm going to read this out, and I want you to, and possibly you already have decided which gift this is describing, but if anybody, by the time I finish the list, wants to say this is X gift, so strengths are, I'm not telling you what the gift is yet, the ability to weigh up a situation and see the underlying reality, the ability to feel and see things from God's viewpoint, the desire to correct matters that need attention, and the weaknesses of this gift is that they may run off course and become proud, severe or manipulative. They may be insensitive to people's feelings, and they may become a loner and find relationships difficult. So anybody want to guess which motivational gift you think that is describing? Anybody want to hazard a guess?
Go Nathan. Yes.
Yes.
Now, the motivational gifts, it's more insight. That's really the emphasis, isn't it? Discernment and insight.
However, it is translated in some versions with the word prophecy. Yeah. Well done, Nate. So that's the strengths and weaknesses scenario. Should we go to the next one,
Eden? Why these help you? Well, I think that they, I don't know, it was just like a window of light came into me and my understanding when I realised the weaknesses as well as the strengths, because it gives you a full picture and it helps you if somebody snaps your head off and says something, oh, right, that's their gifting. I understand why they've responded like that. Okay, so it helps you understand more fully. Well, that's what I hope and pray. Okay, next one. See what you think this is. The strengths, they will move to meet a need without waiting for someone else to act. So they've got initiative. Enjoys doing specific tasks without needing to be in charge. So they don't need to be the boss, but they're busy doing. Likes to give gifts involving personal effort. So a person may be sick. Well, they'd make a meal, just say. Happy to get hands dirty for a good cause. So that's the strengths. The weaknesses, they may tend to sacrifice personal and family needs to serve others. May find it difficult to say no. May become critical of those who don't do as much. May find it difficult to work with others. What's the gift? No. Yes, so it's serving with a gift of acts of service, you know. So it's an amazing, it's an amazing gift. Every gift's amazing, but yeah. Okay, done.
Okay. So this particular gift has an ability to give attention to the pursuit of truth over a long period, an ability to organise truth in a systematic fashion, an ability to communicate truth so that it is easily understood by others. The weaknesses, they may become more interested in books than people. They may become more interested in facts than the practical application of truth. And they may become proud and despise those with less knowledge.
Who knows what that
is the gift?
Yes. Nathan, top of the class. Oh, you want... Yeah, take it back.
Yeah, yeah. Whoops, wrong one. Up here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was there. There we go.
Okay. Right, the next one. Good, Annie. Very top of the class as well. Okay. Oh, I nearly said it. Ability to impart practical application of truth and motivate people to follow it. Generally optimistic and encouraging with an ability to generate confidence in others. Desire and ability to create harmony and good relationships in church. The weak side, they may become too successful, orientated, too successful, no, wait a minute, may become too success orientated and neglect people with deep or complex issues, needs, may tend to oversimplify complex issues and may become shallow or superficial in dealing with people. Mark? No? Yes, encouragement, exhortation, encouragement. That's right. Very good, Andrew.
So this gift, the strengths are love to give generously and often anonymously, often able to make things happen by the provision of key resources, usually thrifty and astute in personal financial management to release more for giving. Weaknesses, they may become cause-oriented, rather than people-oriented. They may have little patience with poor financial managers, and they may sometimes forget to confirm giving with their spouse. Oops.
What's that one? Yes. Richard, very good. The gift of giving. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, just lost ability to produce a strategy for the achievement of goals and visions. Ability to gather a team and inspire them to work cooperatively for a purpose. Enjoys delegating responsibility and taking leadership where none exists. The weak side may be task-orientated rather than people-orientated, may appear tough and abrupt in dealing with people, and may be weak in listening skills. Yeah. What was that?
Yeah. Same
Nathan,
word.
Both leadership facilitator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that might be. Well, that's the weak side. Of leadership? Maybe weak in listening skills? Well, they have, but so this is a weakness, John, right? Well, it is, because I won't argue, because
it's
and it's not everybody.
I think that's the key. It's suggested. It's and absolutely, you can question and disagree and have another view. That's quite okay. But I think the message is that leaders may not be good at listening, and it would be something to grow in. Well, that would possibly disqualify them as being and create problems for them in their leadership. That's what I think. But look, fair call.
We can disagree.
I think we're all agreeing that a good leader should be a good listener. I think that's really the message, right? So lastly, Evie, was it me or you?
No, it's fine to disagree. Well, we've achieved something there. Okay. All right, I'll do.
Yeah, off you go.
All right. The next one is a desire and an ability to show people tenderness, kindness and compassion, regardless of behaviour. An ability to sense when people are hurting, even when it may not be apparent to others. Sometimes literally feels the pain that others feel. The weakness may become too emotionally involved and lose objectivity in helping others. May avoid situations that require discipline or tough love. May be used by people and may become easily depressed or angry. What's the gift? Mercy. So, I mean, it's fair enough for us to get prickly with the weaknesses because they're weaknesses and none of us want to acknowledge that it may be a weakness. But my reaction to this when I first heard it was, oh my goodness. So that's what my problem is. That's who what I keep stumbling over. That's why I feel like I want to isolate. You know, it just gave me such greater understanding. Now they may not all be perfect, right? And we've already seen. But for some leader, there may be a leader that doesn't listen. I mean, I've been under them. So, okay, they may not be leaders, but they're in leadership positions. So we still need to understand, oh, right, okay, that's happening there. You know, I mean, I just think it broadens our understanding. That's what this is about.
Yeah. Can you pass me that bottle? I just want a drink. Behind you on the floor. perhaps because the load that a mercy person feels, if mercy people empathise with and feel someone else's pain, if you think about what it would look like to be in that role or being merciful a lot to a lot of different situations, it can become overwhelming, I suggest. Would any mercy people identify with that? Yeah. Would you say they're a mercy gifting? Yeah. So it can become overwhelming to feel the pain of everybody that you come across. And that deep feeling people in general, yeah.
Empathise totally with the person.
Yeah.
So they can feel that pain of that person. That's what the gift is. And that's how they can come beside that person and really go through that with them, right? But the weak side is that they may feel too much, you know, and then not can't lift themselves out of that.
Oh, flip.
Look, if you hadn't put it on the edge, you would have.
Oh, babe.
You would. That wouldn't have happened.
You shouldn't have given it to me with the cap off.
Don't wreck it, darling. So if you'd have left it in the middle, it would not have happened and we wouldn't have had to clean up this mess. What is the gift? What is the gift?
Yeah, so
gift of embarrassment.
So what's Lil... No, that's beautiful. Lil's demonstrating... servanthood, right?
Yep, that's part of it, right? So I don't know. I must have missed something here. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah, that's right. So. Well, if there was a mercy person, that would.
Well, there would be a facilitator who would know that there is a cupboard somewhere and who would help to organise or would say, I mean, seriously, there'd be somebody who would say, hey, would you please run and see if there's a paper towel in that cupboard in the kitchen, and someone else, would you check that cupboard? So, to answer your question, or the bathroom?
No, so Lil was a... No, they'd be going like this. Oh, that's all right. So there's nothing between spilt milk.
Did you notice how Lil said it's only water? Yeah. So that's a merciful.
Yeah, that's mercy. The other person would say, "Oh, that's all right. We'll clear it up, and there's no time. We haven't lost any time or any bit of water won't." So that's the encouragement. They come beside and they encourage. It's not a problem. It wasn't a catastrophe, you know, all is well, we'll keep moving, right? The first one was the prophetic, the insight. For goodness sake, if you didn't put it in the middle, it wouldn't have happened. And then we wouldn't be in this inconvenience.
Exactly, I could see that coming.
See that coming.
that's be the prophet. The teacher would get up and explain how gravity works and explain, you know, that kind of stuff, which, you know, is what teachers are good at. The giver would say, "Don't worry. Look, here's $5.
Yeah.
You know,
go and buy a bottle.
Here's another
water.
Blah blah blah." So
and the leader would say, "Right, if they're in a restaurant, excuse me, can you please come and get a mop and can you clean this up for us? Thanks very much." They would immediately get the problem solved by leading. Okay.
Good demonstration. You like that? Yeah.
Oh.
So here's what we're going to do for a few minutes is around our tables to just chat about what you are discovering about who you are. in terms of spiritual gifts. Now, some of you may have done the test, some of you may not, but I suggest to you that probably all of you would have a certain amount of self-awareness, even if you hadn't done the test online. For us, as we've gone through that list and as we've done the role play, to have a bit of a feeling for, you know, maybe what your strong top two or three might be. Right? There's not a right or wrong answer to this, but here is the important thing. There's a wonderful scripture which is in Revelation, and it says something like this, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I'm going to explain this. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So here's my thought. When you talk about how Jesus is expressing himself in you, what are you doing? You are giving a testimony of Jesus. When you, one of the things I'd like you guys to chat around the table about is, I'll give you an example. You know, when we were camping, there was a guy who was, when we turned up, actually, we had one look at, and we've never seen at this campground before anything that ever looked like a permanent camper. You know what that caravan looks like, anybody who knows caravan parks? And we thought, oh, no, there's someone here who's a permanent camper and that looked, what was the first impression of the caravan? And there was a table outside, you know, with a lineup of bottles. And anyway, we got to know this guy called Gareth. And one night I said to Eve, we need to just offer him to come and join us for some food. And so without going into everything about his story, there was something in us that just felt like we need to reach out and love this guy. What am I doing when I tell you this story? I'm actually testifying about Jesus in us, because we are the campers, I'll be honest with you, over the years, where we just want to be by ourselves and we don't really want to mix and we don't really want to get into involvement that becomes, because we're not the mercy people, right? And we're on holidays. And so... Yeah, but this turned into what I'm seeking to do right now is just tell a story for how I know Jesus has changed me, because I actually reached out to Gareth and by the end of the camping, you know, he gave Eve a big embrace and wanted our phone number and told us his story and he's, you know, he's come to a lot of, you know, just without going into all of his story, but the point is, I think he felt loved, and I know that was Jesus working in me. I'm giving a testimony of Jesus. What does it do? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That actually releases a prophetic reality of more ways that Jesus can work in you and me to bless other people and to minister. In other words, when we testify about what Jesus has done, giving him the glory, not saying that wasn't me, that was Jesus, because I know I'm not like this. That actually releases more of who Jesus is in potential in you and the person that you're sharing the story with. So around the table, here's the conversation. I've done the gift test, and this is who I'm discovering that I am. Here's my top one, two, or three. If you feel like doing that, if you don't feel like doing that, or you haven't done the test, there's no compulsion, all right? But the big story is for us to testify about how Jesus is at work in us. That's even better than talking about the gift test. This is something that happened last week. I felt Jesus touch my heart. I felt him exercise me to, you know, do such and such and such and such. And what that is doing is releasing and prophesying how Jesus works in more fullness to... in the world that we live in. Does that make sense? So testimonies as to what you're learning, testimonies as to maybe how you're walking in your gift, or for those of you who are mercy people saying, yeah, you know, that's right. I do get depressed sometimes with the weight of need. Or those who are givers, you might want to say, you know, I blundered. I didn't tell my wife and I gave X, Y, Z. I don't know what your story is, but it's important in this community space to... give Jesus glory for how he's actually working in us. And that releases more of the Holy Spirit. Do you want to say anything, Evie? You're looking a little bit... are you cool with that? Yeah. So so it's table time, and just if you're not at a table, just join up with someone near you, and the third thing is to encourage. So here's me talking as an exhorter, right? Because that's who I am. But take the chance to say to Hanny, like, I just love how when you've come to our place, you bring food and you give that way. Take the chance to talk about how you see Jesus in other people as well. Can you see the three-way thing? Affirm, just use your gift around the table, and it's table time for a few minutes. You cool? Yeah, we'll give you a printout. There is one paper version here that you can take photos of if you want to, but we can also send you emails and things. So I'm just going to pray. Father, would you just release now, by the power of your Spirit, a fresh testimony of Jesus. We've sung together how we love you, Lord. We've sung together how we want to surrender. And Holy Spirit, would you come now into this relational space, into this fellowship space? It's our desire to grow, to become more like you, Jesus. It's our desire to give glory to you, Jesus, where you are at work in our hearts. And it's our desire that there would be a greater impact for what it really means to be a body together, for what it means for our gifts to be complementary, what it means for us to love gifts that are not our gifts. So would you just do a work simply around this space, and as we move a little later toward food and just that time as well, bless our space now, right now, with your presence, I ask. Amen.